Welcome to Babies and Bellinis. We're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
And I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
On a rainy day. Let the beat. We still boss bitches. Let the beat.
Always and forever. Always and forever, bitches. Always.
What?
I don't know. I just had to get it out.
Like always and forever. Like Luther Vandross.
Wait, is that I don't know. Boss bitches.
It was Luther.
That was. Sorry, Victor.
Victor, turn me up.
Victor, tell me my mouth is
turn
not
my mic up.
On the mic like it needs to be. Here I'm losing. Go. I haven't had practice in a long time.
Were you freaky, freaky?
Hey, ladies. Nice. How are you?
Hey.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Now?
Tuesday, yeah, we'll rock with it.
Taco Tuesday.
I don't know.
Now we're getting sued by LeBron. Thank you. Thanks
what?
A lot.
Oh,
no, they denied that.
They denied
I was
it.
Like, thanks a lot.
Said,
that
no,
Victor.
Sir,
no.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, how are we doing, ladies?
You know.
Damn, it's one of them days.
Yeah, I know, right? That's like a buffer, dog.
Rain,
I don't
right.
know what the
it's
fuck
like.
You
want
to
be totally negative, but you know
I
you
know.
Don't have the strength to be fully positive.
Fuck it, shit is fucked up.
Hey, drink. Go 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 go.
Oh, you got your glass? Oh, Erica, this is yours. I just had to.
Oh, yeah. I thought I still had my red cap.
Shit, Erica's mixing.
Erica's not drinking Henny. We already know that.
Oh, I got apple and Henny.
I mix Henny and
daycare,
apple.
Daycare, but adult at the same time.
Very tasty. It was very.
Y'all drinking my baby's apple juice? That's his last bottle too.
We should have put this shit down here then.
First of all, what's up?
How much I love y'all. That's
your ice is melted. Sis.
It's Zan's apple juice.
It is. Let's leave it one cup for the rest of the night, or I'll have to run out and I'll hate you, ladies. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know what I'm learning? I'm like, dang, Casey, it'd be simple shit like applesauce. I'm like, why didn't you just buy like 3 packs of this?
Yeah,
I hate when
but
I do that to myself.
Do, the moment you buy the bulk pack, they're like, I don't like that anymore.
Exactly.
Like, wait a minute, I just bought you the Costco it. Size, right. And you're gonna tell me you don't eat it no more?
No,
I was,
bullshit.
I was like,
we bought a bunch of. Fruit snacks, mm-hmm. Like the Costco size, literally Costco size.
Yeah,
the motherfuckers are still sitting up there. Yeah. I'm like, but y'all want to run through anything else?
Yeah, you buy them a little box of Welch's fruit snacks. Those are gone in a day, and then you buy the big ones.
These
and
the
we don't
joints.
Like those no more.
Like, I don't do the mocks since they like real chewy.
I don't know nothing about
like,
that.
I can't even give Kyrie the mocks.
Fruit snacks is fruit snacks.
Right,
to us,
I would say Welch's.
You know. Whatever, yeah. Fuck that. Any other time, them niggas is eating through any and every damn thing in the pantry.
Girl.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to start taking the snacks and putting it up top
Yeah,
now.
If you put them up.
I put shit too accessible.
Yeah, so do we. We got the little snack drawer in the pantry, and like they can go in and get their snacks freely or whatever.
That sounds
and
like
now
organized.
It's like,
I'm
damn,
putting this
they're
shit
eating
up.
Too many snacks.
Yeah, Kyrie be like,
that's for your lunch.
You.
What happened to your lunch?
Exactly.
No, oh, I'm looking crazy because there's no lunch food.
Was it looking for Cheetos?
Oh, that's right. Miss Erica ate those Cheetos last week.
No, I ain't got no more Cheetos.
Shit.
And you want some Cheetos? Hold on, we're gonna FaceTime Erica right
here. Let's ask Erica. Where are the Cheetos, Erica?
Erica?
She showed up in two bags. She was like, I'm sorry,
I owe you guys.
You know that's
some Cheetos.
Reckless.
That's hot shit.
You know that's reckless. But you know what? Low key, I think they left those there. Obviously, if those are the only
Those
bags
are the only
left,
ones that were left. They were only Cheetos.
You leave
left,
things
so
like Fritos. You gotta leave the nasty shit.
Fritos are not
Fritos
the nasty
not.
Ones. I love Fritos.
Hold on, the plain Fritos are
what?
Nasty, sis. Plain Fritos are nasty. The guest is even giving her a.
What?
Yeah.
What
down.
The fuck?
Love Fritos.
Pour it up.
You also
out.
Like Sun Chips, don't you?
I do like
Sun Chips. I do like Sun Chips.
You like Fritos, you like fucking Sun Chips.
Like Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins. Wheat Thins are good. Nah, those are one of the things I would go to when I could. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn. All right.
Well, you know, we're just like, our palates are maturing.
Yes, they are.
She's not there yet.
It's all right. She likes those other chips, those gluten-free chips. Those are
okay,
for mature palate.
Okay, piss this shit about those.
Oh,
those little
CSA
joints.
CSA, if you do want to sponsor us.
Oh my gosh, they're so
before you hear this, CSA.
I literally was like rummaging through them, like maybe the ranch is in the back. I was like moving shit
okay,
around.
Okay, so what were you pissed about? Because I thought you were going to
because I wanted the ranch.
Oh, okay.
No,
you hear that, CSA? We like the ranch.
Casey Renee is on a paleo diet, and so she was looking for these chips that Kay Alex has on her keto diet. They're They're by a brand called Siete. They're gluten-free, sugar-free, keto-approved, dairy-free, yeah. vegan. Like, they're all of that. Yeah. They're really good chips, really good flavor. And Casey Renee was addicted to them. Casey Renee loved them. And she went to Mom's Organic Market, and they did not have them.
Every
other flavor.
Every flavor. Ranch. I said, what is this?
So, but Erica said that they can order the ranch.
Yeah, I didn't know. But you know, I really haven't made it back.
Mom's is amazing. Like, I love Mom's. Like, yes. they will order your stuff for you. And people go there and get their alkaline water from them. Like, they get the big gallon jugs and all that.
Wait, okay, so can y'all tell me if I'm wrong?
What?
All right, so look. We had we went to Mom's, and we got gluten-free pancakes or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, things are expensive.
Yes, ma'am.
So, the other morning, Kyle starts making pancakes, and all the kids are there. So, he was like, that's four. We need to make another one. I said, another one for who? Two for you, two for me. He was like, yeah, the kids get pancakes. I said, the kids
don't get this.
Ego Minis.
Hungry Jack.
In the thing.
Nah, you're not wrong, sis.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't even want none. So it made me feel like I was wrong. I was like, oh, God.
What? No.
No.
This I was like, bro, this is not
communion granted, food.
If the kids were, you know, if this was a household thing, first let us get right real quick. Maybe if we want to transition the household into this, I don't know, clean eating, vegan household, then sure.
And the thing is, like, when you have, like, stuff like that that's really dietary specific and, like, the kids don't like it, then you've wasted
it. Right.
And, like, you're already full because you already ate your portion. It's like, dog, I'm about to throw these in the trash and I'm going to waste them. And that's wasting money. Like, nobody has time.
Dog, because you can easily, I draw 40 on a half of a bag.
Oh, easy.
I said, ain't shit even in here.
Easy.
His barbecue
health
chips
is in there.
$4. Because I have not had a headache since.
Since you started paleo?
Yes. And that really one headache. I got migraines. And also, I have skin allergies. And I take a Zyrtec every other day. I've only taken Zyrtec one time.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So, yeah, I'm like.
It's definitely, no. So I did have some anxiety, like, coming up. Yeah. And it didn't, and I'm definitely attributing to, of course, not even what I'm going through, but I noted that it's been since Thanksgiving that my anxiety's been rocketing a bit. And I was like, it's fucking sugar.
What you ate?
It's fucking sugar, yo. Yeah, I got to go back sugar-free. Diet starts Monday.
I'm sugar-free.
Diet starts Monday, guys.
Diet resumes Monday.
We pouring up and pouring out.
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't. 7 minutes in. We're not even there yet.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3. Hit it.
Pour it up, pour it out.
Y'all didn't look sold on that shit. Like, I was about to stop the show.
Pour it up, pour it out it's not really melancholy, but it's not really upbeat. And you was like,
one, two, three.
Like, we was like, do, 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 do.
Pour it out. Okay, I'll go first.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Look at this new season, new you. Oh, and my nails is done. Can you hear
them? Yeah, she got her nails done. She got her hair done.
You giving me City Girls.
City Girls.
Grills.
Fine, baby. I'll make... Y'all remember the mother on Dennis the Menace that was at the, well, she was at work and her coworker walked up to the desk and was just, no, just me. Okay. On Dennis the Menace.
That was Dennis the Menace. Yeah, and she went across the thing.
She went up
like this.
She was talking to her
coworker.
That
was ASMR for me. I didn't know what ASMR was at the time, but I love that part of the movie because she tapped
her
nails.
Tapping her nails
all across
she
the
room. She was like, can I help you?
And I would always find myself whining. I was a weird ass child. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead, pour it out.
Whoa.
Lost me at the rewind, sis. Another side note. Speaking about rewind, I was watching Superstar when I'm gonna go get my hair done.
Seriously,
on Superstar. She was a rewind girl at Blockbuster. If that was really a job, I would have fucking did that shit.
That was a job.
That was a tight ass job, man. Too bad I wasn't working around the time Blockbuster was out.
That's not a tight ass job.
To sit and rewind videos all day.
Bam. No, that's boring.
Somebody's got
to have
do
phones
it.
To like sit
yeah,
on
you couldn't
while
just sit
you
down
just,
and scroll Instagram. You were literally yeah, sitting there listening like,
watching
to
the movie,
rewind.
And you were
not watching.
Well,
movie.
She was watching the movie.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's probably what made it cool. Okay, so look.
Well,
Jesus. Anyway, I'm gonna pour up two words. Victor's drink just fell out his mouth. He thought nobody saw him. I'm pouring it up to words. Kyrie has more and more
yes!
of them.
Yes!
Daily, he's coming and he has more words. Mommy, you okay? I'm okay. Are you okay? I'm fine. All right, we're fine. Mommy, I gotta go boo boo. Okay, let's do it. What the? All right, doesn't matter.
Okay, right, I'm riding with it. Okay,
let's do it. So words,
Kai.
As
write
my man
down,
Kid Furry says,
down.
They mean things. Yay!
Yeah.
No, and I really got excited because he kept crying last night. And I was in the car and it was about to be one of them, yo, shut the fuck up. It was one of those moments. And I turn around. We was at a light. And I turn around. I said, okay, look. Tell me what is wrong. Okay? No more tears. And I think he was just, he said, mommy, I want your phone. Oh. And I was like, okay. Here you go.
You got to. You
can have it. Just talk to me. Stop crying. Because I can't.
Use your words.
I can't
use
do
them.
Like, cries.
Really, like, while you're driving.
The whining. Can. Yeah, the whining. It, like, fucks me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but.
I feel you.
He came out of it and he used some words. So I said, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, express your wants and needs.
And man. I took a picture of his butt today because that's what moms do. He was laying on my back. We're, you know,
not that big ass butt. We're still, 3-year old bitch.
We're still doing potty training. So we just leave him. We just. So I just keep him the top. I just. He's no underwear.
Ass
no
on the potty, bitch.
No, he's like assed out. It just makes it easier. So he can just get there. So when we're at home during the day, he just walks around.
Free Willy. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like a nigga that just had sex with his just. It still has okay. a shirt.
Wait, just call that guy Free Willy?
Kids, and I didn't say Free Willy.
Like, damn.
You call my man a Willy
Nilly, bitch. I meant Willy Nilly, bitch. I meant.
Yes.
Like, yes. Vinton, you about to buzz me?
You should.
He was ready. He had the trigger finger. His
but trigger he did finger. I said, "Who's booty?" He said, "It's Kai Weiss booty."
Yeah.
I said, "We made it, my nigga. Booty we made bop, it." So yes, support yes. up to words. Shout out to you, words.
Yes.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Oh yes. Shit.
One day I'm gonna tell that nigga, "Can you shut the fuck up?" But until then, cheers.
y'all. Remember I told y'all previous episode I was gonna be. Knocking niggas out for a new car. I was going to be knocking niggas out for half off for the motherfucking Black Friday cause, y'all. It eventually came through.
Somebody got the bowls.
They got the bowls, throw them bowls.
It was a party hot.
Sorority shit, guys. And I got myself a new truck. And you know what?
I was trying to gas you. It went through.
You know, the car payment is not that bad. So, because my previous truck was paid off, guys. So, that lifestyle hurts. Change, bitch. Lifestyle new change.
New year, new bill.
New year, new bill.
Fuck that.
New year, new bill, bitch. I'm just like, come on. And I could have went with this 2019. This is no shade, no tea. No shade, no tea. But I could have went with this 2019 lower grade car, truck, whatever, but it just didn't have my amenities. And I feel like I work hard
you got TVs
for
your
my
shit
amenities.
You need to touch screen.
No, bitch. I got like, what is it? Like, push start. I don't
know. Oh, push start.
You
know. Uh-huh.
Push
okay.
fucking. There's like no like gear shift. It's like fucking buttons. Mm. It's so fucking weird and amazing. Yeah.
It's high
and leather seats. Yeah. Like I had to. I just. I'm sorry. So I am going to. Cool I do have seats. My Ford Escape from college. I'm still. I didn't let her go, Victor. I didn't let my bitch go.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to drive that around throughout
Cottons
the day.
Cottons in college.
Yeah. I'm gonna be one of the motherfuckers who drives around the bucket all day, and then you know events and shit.
Switch
and then the weekend
to your fancy car.
Yes. I need to do you know.
Oh, you never put no miles on. Oh hell no,
bitch,
sis.
I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
She's gonna let
that
it be
shit.
New for a second. I can feel that.
I gotta be cute. And guys, I'm trying to be responsible. I just got a text message from my bank account. Do y'all have your alerts from your bank account?
Yeah. When do that?
So I'm trying to be more responsible this year. This is my first text from my bank account. It's not bad. It's not looking bad. But I was just like, okay, wait, what's going on here? That scared me. I saw Bank of America.
Since I gotta grow up. When you said 500, I said
500
damn.
Is low for me, dog. I get nervous. Bubble guts.
Uh-huh. She don't even see much.
Bubble guts. 500 is almost a car payment now. Now niggas gotta get bubble guts.
You can't get below 500 for real now.
You know,
like,
I don't have a car payment
anymore. Huh?
I don't have that car payment. I want one. Bitch. I want a new car, but nope.
Remember you talking about an Audi.
Audi.
Yeah.
Come on, the store. She has Audi on the brain.
But I've changed that. Audi,
I'll wait for you to come through. You can still come through. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. I changed that to a fully loaded Kia. I'll accept a fully.
Yeah,
it's comparable. They're really nice.
So,
Kias
are really that's nice. What they were actually not. And that's not the truck I was talking about, actually. But they were trying to. They showed me a couple of Kias.
They're nice.
I was like, wow. I did not know that
a
they
white,
were almost.
White fully loaded Kia, if you ever want to sponsor. I don't know what.
I don't know how that works.
You sound like some begging asses
we
right now.
Some begging ass bitches.
Look,
we were waiting to blow up.
There's no kids between us. Shit ain't
all the alliteration.
Kids, we
trying
got
to blow a bag on a bag. Still ain't. I mean, you know, I gotta be an adult now. Now I got car payments.
Shout
every
out to
episode.
You.
This gonna happen.
Different perspective every episode.
Shout out to you and your car.
Yes,
your new car. And keeping it under 20,000 miles until 2050 at the rate you're going. All right.
Well, it's not brand new. Oh. It is used. It has miles on it.
Used like new. It's fine.
Like new. It's 3 years old. So that's good.
That's not bad at all.
Like it's fine.
Fuck what? It.
It's good. It's good.
What you doing, Erica?
So I'm going to take a page out of Casey Renee's book, and I'm just, this is going to be a sip. It's not a pour it up. It's not a pour it out.
It's a, it's a hit you, put two fingers on your throat.
Right. So I'm going to, one, I'm going to pour it up to Jamil. Because he brings me back to reality.
Hey, Bones.
And I'm going to pour it out to myself because I don't know what the fuck I be thinking sometimes. So we were in the store.
Oh, you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
That's good. That's self-realization.
I ain't got that.
What's wrong with you, Erica? Like, really, what's wrong with you? So we were in the store the other day, and there was a little baby beside us. And, like, the baby was probably, this was a little baby, maybe, like, 5 weeks, 6 weeks old. I don't know. It was a really small baby. I didn't think the baby should have been out the house. But the baby started, like, making a little noise. I was
sorry
like,
if you're the mother of that child.
It's a baby. It's a little bit of Jamel. Let's have another baby.
Bro, you tripping.
He's like, I know you fucking lying.
I,
like,
I do that shit too, though.
But it's like, I know we can't. So it's like, Jamil, just appease me when I get into these moments because we can't have any more babies because he got snipped. So
you got any scissors sound effects for that one?
Yeah, so load you can be like, all right, babe, let's go make a baby. Then you get some, right? But it's just kind of
you fucked yourself up, son.
I know, right? But I'm having baby fever. But then part of me is like, okay, if I have another baby, how mad would I be if it was another boy? Because we already have two boys.
Oh, you want one girl?
Yeah, there goes yeah.
And then you want everything even.
Yeah, I want even. So I think I want four. We're not having four, but it would be nice to have four because there are three of them now and shit don't be working out with three kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Somebody got to ride by themselves.
Yeah, somebody got to ride by themselves. You got to ride twice.
Like, yeah, on the amusement parks and
work.
Shit.
Three kids does not work. But, you know, part of me is like, oh, one more baby. And then the other part of me is like, I start to thinking, like overthinking everything. I'm like, oh no, if we don't have a, if we have a boy, I'm going to be pissed. If it's not a girl, this, I'm just going to jump off the, whatever.
Oh, wait. Oh,
oh no. This
jump
what I'm
off
saying.
The
Every
couch.
Episode,
nigga, jump
a,
off
jump
the
off
couch.
The no, couch. No. I told Jamel. I was like, Jamel, if I ever end up pregnant, and push me down the fucking steps.
No, shit. That was like riding in cars with boys. Yeah, remember that? She tried to push her best friend down the steps, Drew Barrymore. She was like, push her down the steps.
Those are the extremes I go through. One day I want a baby. The next day you got me pregnant. I'm going to kill you.
Like, and we have to withhold because especially since we start early and finish early, like we have to withhold these.
Yeah. Now all my friends are having babies. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you have a little baby. I want a little baby too.
Bitches always want. But, it has to be a boy for me to do it again. It has to be a boy.
You don't want a girl?
Oh, Casey, shut the fuck up.
My fucking earphone just slipped off my weave.
It's because you slick,
it
sis.
It look good, shit. Shit.
Shout out to
shit.
You. You know
it's
who you slick. Are.
You slick, shit. She did slick.
It has to be a boy.
So anywho, this gender disappointment that we're talking about, it just leads us into our topic.
And
we got a guest.
We got company. Look, Nikki tries to talk at the beginning. I was like, shh.
She was like, yes, surprise.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. She's like, shit, I'm here, sis. I'm here. What do you want? The fuck?
And y'all know in our tangents, we 17 minutes and still haven't introduced the guest. So she over here silent. Like, when can I talk?
And she got alcohol. She just keeps drinking. Now we got to worry about what's going to come out.
You're nice and buzzed.
Drink up, sis. Pour up.
We thought she was going to bring. Oh, let's just. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
let's introduce the guest.
So our guest today is Nikki Osei Barrett. Nikki Osei Barrett is a communication strategist and principal publicist at Osei PR LLC. She represents elevated fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands domestically and internationally. Nikki is also the co-founder of District Motherhood, the DMV's premier organization for millennial moms of color, bringing you illustrious events such as The Mom Friends, Mommy and Blanc, Momsgiving, Boobs in the Park, and so many more. In addition to all these things, Nikki is married to her high school sweetheart and a mom of three. Yeah. She has coined herself Teen Mom to Teen Bae with a 19-year-old son, a 7-year-old son, and her newest addition, Fancy Faye, who is 9 months old. So let's welcome Nikki Osei Barrett. Yeah.
Don't you just feel so regal when Erica reads your voice?
So fucking good.
Your voice is amazing.
Isn't it? She literally was going to be
I just want to walk into a room and it's my ear could be like, walking to the room now is Casey.
You need to be like MC Light. Get that MC Light voiceover coin.
You have
the BT Awards. That's my journalism as communications.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, really? Where'd you attend?
Bowie State, BSU. Wow. Hey. Prepare you for life. They didn't prepare me for shit. That's why.
I mean, did we all really? I mean, you know, it was an expensive ass party. Okay. It was amazing. Shit. Welcome, Nikki.
Yes, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you
for having me.
Oh my
so
God.
Excited to have
thank you
so
much. Thank you for coming from Yonder Yenda.
Listen,
I just touched down.
I'm, you know, shit. It was like a layover type flight. It was maybe like an hour, quick hour.
Quick hour.
Come on, you know.
Outside.
It's raining. Yeah. That sort of sucks. And but it's sunshine in here.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, it's amazing in here.
Yeah. The view is great.
Don't
came
do
on,
it.
Dressed and pressed, we came on.
I know, right?
Dressed like she's like really cute. Like you came in here, girl. Fly.
I was like, ooh.
I have some like ass shit.
We're hosting you. Shaking
too much hair a little bit.
She's a fly mama for three.
Hold on. And with the Vouv Clicquot. Champagne.
Because
I'm very good. Bitch.
I was a little late, just a scotch. Just a but scotch. I wasn't going to come just ratchet and empty handed.
We've had a word of the day in a minute. Yeah. Scotch.
Just a scotch.
Does a scotch or scooch?
What? Scooch means scooch just your ass scooch. Over.
Right. Scooch is small.
I have never heard that before. Casey, K. Alex has learned something.
Yeah, I was going to say, scooch is a scooch your ass.
Well, we're excited. Every day. And so we're going to start with our straight shots segment.
Okay.
And this is where it's just like a this or that, where okay. we're just going to throw some things at you that you have to answer really quickly.
Oh,
all right. Don't think. Don't try to think too hard into
oh,
it.
Shit.
Okay.
Don't get nervous.
Kevin Light for you. Kevin Light.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks and thanks.
And we just say throw no out. In the ass or on the face.
What?
We didn't do none of that.
What just happened? What?
I said we kept it light. We didn't say no in the ass or in the face.
Oh, ooh, neither. Yeah.
Or anal.
Neither.
Oral or anal.
Episode 36. Listen to it.
I'm just like, oh, I did.
I sure did.
What? You got to take it somewhere. 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, and that wasn't even a part. I just want to ask her oral anal. She said oral, bitch. She said oral.
Jesus.
We won't get into that.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Not today.
No, we're not. I wanted to fill you out. I wanted to fill you out.
Put your pinky toe in and see where it goes.
Okay. You ready?
I suppose.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Ah!
Only because I'm a girl mom.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're so fucking girly. Makeup sex or hate sex?
Makeup sex.
Uh huh. Breastfeeding or bottle?
Breasts.
Mm-hmm. Bottle. Sorry, shit. Stretch marks or lost edges?
I don't have edges. Stretch
oh,
marks.
Shit. What happened to the edges?
First of all, my edges were never really strong.
You never had,
I guess
okay.
it's hereditary, you know? And then with postpartum, like, they just said whoosh.
Yeah, gone. It's and they never came back.
They're not
that. I would never be able to tell, though, because you always have a nice
because I always
wig.
Got a good protective yes. style and a wig. That's why you'll never know.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, good. We shouldn't know,
yes,
though.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Know, that's
exactly.
the problem okay, these days. Everybody back. Knows and they
right,
see.
Right, your business. Keep that to yourself.
Exactly.
Keep it to yourself. Okay. Night in or night out?
A night in, because I don't go nowhere.
My people.
Hey, that's your people.
Night in. Listen.
Oh, okay, right. Aaron,
y'all
got
to
okay.
get that together.
Right. Right. They tried to clap, and then they didn't, like, slap each other's hand. Because
okay. I thought there was too much distance between us.
We'll let that slide. Wine or shots?
Wine.
Wine? You got the champs, the sparkling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Workout or lipo?
Workout.
Oh, so you like to work out?
I love to work out. It's killing me that I can't work out. I'm a workout girl. Right before I got pregnant with Faye, I lost 21 pounds in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Like, I did that.
You said you did one of them challenges.
I did a challenge with Cloud 10. I joined. I paid $500. And you pay the $500. If you lose the 20 pounds in 6 weeks, you get your money back. Or you can roll the $500 into a gym membership, which I did. And I lost the 20 pounds in 6 weeks. But that shit also made me super fertile when I got pregnant. 2 months after
that's
I got
how
abs.
It happens, man.
2 months yeah. after I got
you
abs.
You be looking good, and then they get you snatched up. They yes. get you knocked yes. up, and then you
real
be like, fuck.
Real quick.
Damn. Okay, wait. We're not
work
done.
Out. Work out.
Which is harder, teenager or newborn stage?
Fuck, they're. Teenager.
Really?
Teenager.
Absolutely.
Damn.
Nobody here has a teen?
No.
Oh, so y'all not ready.
Ooh.
Shit's about to get really real for y'all.
I can't wait. I feel like that's when that's going to be my best friend.
Oh, bitch.
And she got a male.
And that
and
was a male
excited.
Teenager.
And that's why I'm
and
excited.
And she's still saying.
Oh. Teenager.
No,
oh,
sis. Yeah, man. Male teenager.
Hey,
and Cassie, I thought
what did we knock it down today? Okay.
Oh, no. He's been in the ER with stitches. Like, we have gone through it. I'm just thankful that we made it. He's in college. Everything's good.
Hold
but
on, you gave him the stitches.
Oh, yes. Eyebrow split.
Oh, baby. Ooh. What? So it goes down with the boys. And this is real
it
shit.
It goes down.
This is real shit.
I thought you like
squaring
fell.
Up with your girls.
Not like he wasn't
did
trying
you
to square
up.
We had to square up with him because he was losing his mind. I think that as soon as he turned 12,
Oh,
he started to lose his mind right around 12 years old. Yep. And he didn't find that shit again until he was like 16.
Oh, you found it. Happy birthday.
Right, welcome back.
He started to find it. And so, like, now we're in a good place. But from 12 to like 15, it was like, you get on my fucking nerves. I hate you. I love you, but I hate you.
Yeah, no, of course. You know what I mean? No,
love him,
yeah.
But damn. I'm ready.
Nervous. But you know, it really depends on your dynamic too with your child, and because him and I are so close in age, it's like we're mother and son, but we're brother and sister too. And so sometimes like the lines get blurred, and it's like, little nigga, I'm still your mother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, but Godspeed.
Oh, Godspeed. Oh, oh no, Nikki, shit.
Yeah.
I feel it. I mean, we're in the tween stage, and I already like I feel this is like.
And are your tweens girls?
Yes. Ooh, so sass. Add a little bit of to it.
Let some blood drop. Huh. These bitches don't know how to act.
Shit. If they have their cycles yet?
No.
He's like,
we're not there yet. not there yet, and I'm not ready.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. We're still not done. Look, this is a long-ass this or that, damn it.
Scared. It's only two more.
Hosting or attending? Here comes a baby coming attending. In. You like to attend?
I prefer to attend.
You play well host for us hosting a lot of events.
Exactly. So I want to come and just relax. Well. Thank you. We try.
Team Natural or Bundle Queen?
Bundles. I'm natural, but I don't feel like dealing with that shit. Give me a wig. Give me some bundles, some crochet, something.
Time is precious. Do you do it yourself?
Excuse me?
Do you do your hair yourself?
Absolutely not. My little sister does hair. She's amazing.
Wow.
Also, I'm good for buying a good unit, but my sister, her hands are blessed, so.
And she does all your hair.
She typically does my hair. I'll go to like the salon.
You do it
for
correctly and schedule an appointment with her and everything.
I ain't shit.
She ain't shit. She late to Thanksgiving dinner. Damn it!
Literally,
what the fuck like, are we?
Sis, my bad. Can you come this Saturday? She's like, what?
Saturday? That's prime time.
Today's Thursday. My little sister. Today's Thursday. Can you do my hair Saturday?
She gotta play the little sis,
but I pay her.
Okay,
I pay my sister. I feed her.
Oh, you are shit.
You know, all that. She comes over. She has a great time when she comes over.
Does she live near you?
She lives out here. She's from Brandywine.
Oh, little sis comes out to you?
She comes to me, but she works at, you know, in the Bowie area.
Oh, you did say Laurel.
Yeah,
Bowie.
So
okay,
it's close.
Yeah, so it's not
she'll come after work.
That's love, sis. That's love.
It is love. Love Nikki. You, Bobo.
Damn. Nikki's our people. Look, sum it up. People. Nikki's our people. Off to straight shots around, okay? Was there anything in your bio that we missed that maybe you want to share with our audience? You are a listener. You know you can keep it all the way funky with us.
No, I think you pretty much covered the
She's just excited she can curse.
I don't have a baby latch to me, so I'm ready to keep
I was like, oh, I said, bring fancy face. She was like, of course.
Because I know everybody wants me to bring face. It's not even about me. You know how it is. Once you have a baby, you're like,
you don't
exist.
You were just a vessel.
So can I say though that of course when I saw your announcement that I was like, oh, she got her girl.
Oh,
because
gosh.
Regardless of what how many fucking hashtags of boy moms people want to put up, I know that moms may desire their little girls, except for Casey.
Whatever. Film me looking at you, I was like,
bitch, you definitely was like one day, oh, it would be nice.
We put a wig on Carson and we was like, got the visual, good, we're good.
Okay, sis.
You're right.
Oh, because you don't want to do hair. Why don't you want a girl?
Right.
Because
I know how I acted, and I'd be damned if someone
that can come back through your fucking son.
But it's easy. But it'd be different and easier with that. Like she said, stitches and shit. But
stitches with a boy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it'd be easier. But with a girl,
shit,
it's
mom
many...
square up with their daughters.
I know.
That's why I was like,
yeah. See. No, I just can't do the girl thing. The whole attitude thing,
You were off the chain in high school?
I was terrible. I
don't see that, bitch.
So was I. But everybody
Casey a little off the chain?
Just imagine Casey's mouth now as an adult. It's the same mouth she had.
Mom, she went to car one time. I was like, stop saying it. I think I said shit. And my mom was like, young, stop saying that. Just stop. And I was like, shit, fuck, suck a dick. Sit, oh! Titty, fuck, shit. And my mom was like, oh, that's it. Like, she was
Casey was terrible. Care. Like, the way she talks
Casey,
to her mother
that's disrespectful
is
as fuck. You're going to get that shit back.
And that's God, why I did not.
Just because you don't have a girl.
I'm going to give it to the boys.
Nah, they good ones.
You don't control this, bitch.
Kyrie,
you
ain't about to do nothing.
You are fucking off the chain,
that's what you
dog. He's my gentle giant. And Carson... he's too busy doing math, man. They ain't got time for that type of shit.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Whatever, bitch. I think you desire.
We'll
girl.
See you in 2035.
Right? When the boys are teens. Right.
When we'll be on Fox so 5 tell at 11 a.m. Us,
today we just wanted to dive in a bit about, so we saw your gender disappointment post on Instagram, and I said, wow, is that really a thing? I thought about, yes, ma'am, there have been other guests and other friends who have shared that, of course, they would maybe hide the sex, even though they knew the sex, because it was the repeating gender. They already had a child, and this was the same, you know, the second round, and they were hoping for another one, whatever, and or just their initial child, and they wanted the opposite sex of what they ended up getting. So I said, wow, this obviously is a thing that needs to be discussed. I've heard of marriages almost not being torn apart, but of course maybe one of the spouses being disappointed. I just wanted to sort of, you know, delve deep into this, and I think that all of us found this to be an interesting topic, and I felt like, you know, of course you'd be open to it. So we want to bring you on to sort of delve into the topic of gender disappointment and what that looked like for you. Erica, do you have any background?
I have a definition.
Definitions. Yeah. I have a definition for the people, articles and shit. Yes.
Gender disappointment. Yeah, shady. Gender disappointment occurs when someone feels sad or even depressed over their baby's sex. Some parents report feeling sad after having multiple children of the same sex, and some parents feel it with their first child after strong expectations for a specific gender.
And let's just throw this out here too. This is not saying that you are not grateful for what God has given you, that you do not love your child any less. You know, like, this is not, let's look above that, guys. Let's not do that. BXB. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's throw that out there first. Okay. So boom. But let's have these real conversations of what these feelings and emotions look like. Fuck that. Like,
it's real.
Nikki, tell us what that was. So
blue, I want
share
pink.
With people again. You have
I have three kids okay. with my high school sweetheart. Uh-huh. Teen Bay, he's 19. He just turned 19 on Halloween. Prince Nick, he will be 8 on Christmas Day. And then Fancy Faye, she just turned 9 months on Thanksgiving Day. So gender disappointment, it is some real shit. With Faye, I just knew it was going to be a boy, and I just prepped myself to have another boy because I'd already had two boys. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like Kadeen, I'll be a boy mom. I had three whole boys. You know that we love Kadeen.
Yes.
I know. So when I got pregnant with Nick, that pregnancy was unexpected. My husband, he trapped me. I was living in New York. He trapped me. He did.
Oh, shit.
I was living in New York. I was out there running in heels, you know, pursuing this fashion PR greatness, all of that. I had been living there for about a year, but I would commute home every weekend. So he was essentially a single father. He would take care of Jalen, who was 10. I'd work in New York all week, come home every weekend. But I was an intern. And I would, like, serve and, you know, things like that to pay bills after work. So he was initially basically footing the bill for two homes.
Oh,
taking
wow.
care of our home in Skaggsville, and then also my apartment and my needs in New York. And, you know.
What?
Yeah, so I'm in New York. Yes. So this is.
Hey. Hey.
I mean,
it's corn.
I mean, you know.
My
husband, he's great. He is.
Basically, he said you bring that ass back home.
What's your husband too, bitch?
I got trapped by a good. We trapped
me
real.
I seen niggas get trapped for less.
No.
I got this mattress in this 32-inch. What you trying to do?
No. I snagged a good one when I was a teenager.
Did you see the future in that?
I did. I mean, he came in with the fake chains and the leather jacket and the jungle swag and all of that. I was like, oh, this white boy cute.
But now
they
real.
Yeah, now you get the real shit.
Oh, it's real. He ain't shit. But I love him, but he ain't shit. But yeah, he was over. He was like, you know, taking care of two households, taking care of a 10-year-old child by myself. It's a lot. You're pursuing this fashion shit. It's cute and all. But yeah, when you come home, I'm getting you pregnant. And he did.
Oh!
I came home one weekend and got pregnant with Nick. So I hadn't been pregnant basically since Jalen, who was 10 or 11. Right. So I just knew.
You said from scratch.
Yeah, you started all the way over.
All the way over from scratch. And it's like, why did I get pregnant? You don't use birth control. Why wouldn't you get pregnant? But you know, we had a good track record.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, 10 years.
The pull-out method?
Yeah, pull-out.
And it's real.
The pull-out method, if you nail it down to a
science, BXB does not promote the pull-out method. Shit, I was a big fan of the pull-out method.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Like Nikki said, it works until it doesn't.
Exactly. Mel and I were dating for like 10 years and we were fine. And then out of nowhere, we got pregnant.
You're like, shit, how'd this happen?
Because you don't work in trouble. Right. How this happen?
I still don't know how I got pregnant with Faye. He trapped me again. But Nick came home, got pregnant, and I just assumed. I said, okay, well, this must be my girl. it's been 10 years. Yeah. I haven't been pregnant. Oh my gosh, I'm about to have a little girl. I picked her name.
Oh man.
Gabrielle Chanel Barrett after Gabrielle Bonheur from Chanel. Like I had the whole thing it planned out in my head. Yeah. I knew I was having a girl.
Yeah.
We went, we had the sonogram and they were, you know, doing what they do and they're like, yeah, it's a boy. And I was like, the fuck?
No, bitch.
A what?
Do it again. Check
look
that again.
Look at
again.
It.
Check
it.
It.
Mm-mm. And that's I was looking before, I said, no, right? No, no, really? And they're like, no, that's the third, the two legs, and that's the penis. I was devastated, y'all.
Oh, really?
No, like, I boo-hooed for a week. Like, somebody in my family passed away. Like, I was literally devastated, depressed. My husband was so happy, but I was just like,
yeah.
I'm having another boy?
Damn.
Like, the fuck? Why?
Yeah.
So I was, like, calling family and friends. They're like, oh, my gosh, we're so excited you're having a boy, and I'm crying. Or they're like, tell me the sex. I'm like, it's a boy. Like, is it a boy okay? He's fine. He's great. 10 fingers, 10 toes, but it's a boy.
Right.
I was hurt. And I was upset until I would say about 7 months pregnant before I accepted it. Like, you get your sonogram, your anatomy scan at 20 weeks. Yeah, so it wasn't until 7 months pregnant. Oh, I was like, okay, I accept this. I'm having a boy.
All right, come on, nigga.
I know.
Gender disappointment, it really is a real thing. I don't know why I was so hurt. I just really wanted to have those girly experiences.
I want to have those girly experiences
and do hair and nails and have
and
little
mini. And you know what? And I'm almost thinking, too, with our generation, I don't know if it's because grandma and them, we always often talk about this, they had, like, 9 kids. My grandmother did.
Of course.
But I'm just saying.
When you my think mom about is one of 9.
Older, my mother is oh, one of shit. 10. My mother's
oh,
one of 10.
Shit. My mom got a lot of brothers and sisters.
So that's what I'm saying. So my grandmother necessarily didn't. But, you know, but when you think of the older generation, they definitely had like 9, 10 kids and that shit was normal and everybody pulled weight and they got by on few.
Absolutely.
To little. To right. None. Okay? Like,
literally.
What? Mm-hmm. You know, and grandma stayed home and this and that. Housemaker and stuff. And but I think with our generation, we're just like, shit, you know, debt. Cost of living, blah blah blah. We're just like, we want to do 2 and through. We want boy, girl, and done. Close it up
and
keep
that's it. And close up,
you
shop.
Know. And I think that's really where, because we're just like, oh, you know, we'll
shit,
like,
I can't
set.
Do this again.
We can't do this again, right?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah, because I'd be damned with 9 kids. I'm sorry.
Who's doing that? I'll be damn with 4.
Somebody coming to the hospital.
I ain't even going for 4.
It's
yeah,
like, no. It's like, oh, it's like puppies. Anybody
which
want a
is
child?
So crazy.
Look at these little niggas.
Because even like, but I, you know, when I had my third, oh, you done yet? Like, what the fuck? If I want to have 10, yeah,
I can have actually, as many as I want.
A family member, bitch. I can have however many I want if I
how
can
many
afford
men?
These things.
Did she say
absolutely.
How many men?
Too, bitch.
No, how many so, are you done yet?
Many.
Is what they said.
Yeah, I can have however many I want, especially when I'm not asking you niggas for shit, which
absolutely.
Was like, that threw me off. But I don't think our generation really desires that.
I mean, some people still do.
Yeah, some people do still want big families.
It's just less common. It's way less
it's
common
less
than what
common.
It was before.
Because
we look at them and be like, damn, you got a lot of fucking kids.
I sure do. You got 6, 7 kids. All y'all dressed to match your outfits and shit.
Yes!
I'm like, this is too many.
That's the part that gets me. I'm like, you dressed all of them. I'm like how far
shit.
In advance did you buy those outfits?
Right.
Because like, these pajamas that I be looking for when I want to do like Christmas sets or when I want to do whatever. Yeah. So I'm like, oh God, I need a 2T.
How do you
14,
get out the house?
9 months
that.
Old is just too much.
What do you drive? What are you, a sprinter?
You do realize
a
that all of your children have to go to college eventually, right?
That's my thought. Bullshit. That's my main thought. There are 3 kids. My
back,
three
to sending one to college now, that's all I can think about. I look at people with large families like, okay, how the fuck are you going to pay for this? Have you already
are y'all
started?
Paying?
We are paying out of pocket. So Jalen, he did well. He did well, but he could have.
He also gets in-state too.
He gets,
no,
Howard.
He
goes Howard.
Shit.
Howard's expensive is shit. Okay, it's almost $200,000 a year.
Oh!
Brandon, so he
how
got,
much?
It's all. It's I think it's like $189,000. I mean for the whole for the 4 years.
Yeah, well, and then like
don't be a Van Wilder
and
stay
on campus
year.
All of that. Right, and so he did. He did
oh
well
gosh.
In high school, but he could have done better. He should have gotten a full
bitch,
ride.
He was the violent Victorian. I saw the shit.
He wasn't valedictorian.
What
he did a student address. He
me?
Did a student address and all of that. He was very active, but. You didn't get a full ride, so you ain't do good enough.
Okay.
Shit.
True.
I mean, but he got
good,
scholarships.
Son. You did good.
Scholarships, grants,
you
but
that.
We still had to offset some of the costs. So, I mean, we're still putting up over $10,000 a semester.
Oh,
a semester. It's not too bad, but
bitch.
You're still paying. It's not a full ride.
And you have
it
to pay,
ride.
And then it comes back.
$10,000, you can, I mean, no, no shit. No, let me, I'm sorry.
No, it's true.
Because I don't know people's shit.
No,
that was,
because
that was insensitive.
But
I'm just thinking
still,
for myself, 10K, and I mean, whatever.
In addition to two other kids and
plus,
a household.
Even if that's a parent loan. If it is a parent loan or it's on him, because if it's a parent loan, she's still.
And we're paying
still
for it, we don't want him to have.
Yeah, they're paying for it out of pocket.
Oh,
yeah. No, we do not.
No, we don't want you to have
school loans. I'm just thinking about my situation.
That's what I want my kids to have to go into. I want my kids to go to school.
This is why you do the Gerber
loan. No loan.
This is why you do the Gerber. Yeah. My loans.
I mean, so now we know better.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so when I look at people with large families, I'm like, yeah, so you must not have been thinking about this, or you come from money, or you've been saving, building generational wealth. I don't know what your financial situation is.
Right.
Yeah. But good luck with that.
A private education, I just can't. I'm sorry, I got a headache, Sally Mae.
But like you were saying, Navient. How you were
Navient.
In
I'm voting for whoever is doing something
nail
with you still
don't alone. Forget fucking nail net.
What bitch?
So don't forget fucking nail net.
Who's that?
It's another loan.
Oh. Who were they sold to or whatever?
Yeah.
Who would they start as?
Sally? No, they started as
direct loan.
So maybe federal.
No, just U.S. Department.
Oh, okay. Yeah, federal.
Yeah,
so they
put their loan, and then they sold it over to Navient. Okay.
Oh, see, I don't have them, but yeah.
Yeah, I have them in Navient. One for grad school, one for undergrad. Don't go to grad school. God,
we do student loans.
Yeah, we went to grad school.
My husband has no student loans. He didn't finish high school. He didn't go to college. He went to trade. He's an electrician, master electrician. And, you know,
yes, master electrician.
Yeah,
they make a good coin.
Making a coin for you to live in New York and for him to live down here.
He just started that program when I moved to New York, actually. Yeah,
that's a drug dealer, bitch. We need the real tea. Okay, sorry. Right, I'm spilling too
my
much.
My husband
tea.
was true. That's he a real one. I love my husband
so
much.
I knew he was a nigga on the low.
I don't really have those conversations because people try to come in your DMs and shit and on your page and everybody's woke and want to talk shit. We not doing all that.
So oh,
and it's cool. It's true. It's fine, but yeah.
Don't get blocked.
I'll block so quick.
Bitch. I know. Sometimes I'm like, am I being sensitive?
Not block like, so quickly. And move like, on.
Okay.
Now, I want you to see this shit.
I know. Send me.
I'm going to say, I'm begging. I'm not about to block you. I'd be like, I want you to see this shit.
I don't even see this blow up. Okay. So you had Nick.
I had Nick. Yes, I was pissed.
What
it was Nick.
It was a boy. It was a Nick.
It was a Nick. Nick.
What happened? Were you trying for the opposite gender? You said
when I conceived Nick, I wasn't trying for
no.
Oh, with Faye,
Fancy Faye.
I wasn't trying for shit.
Same
answer. You know, as I mentioned, I was doing the 20-pound weight loss challenge. Oh, I lost 21 pounds in 6 weeks. I had abs, was traveling, went to Jamaica, went on a cruise, just living my best life.
I saw your bikini pics.
Yes, we saw the bikini pic. We said,
listen,
oh.
You couldn't tell me nothing. I got pregnant. They say I lost the weight in February. I was pregnant by June.
You was looking like a snack. That's what you get.
Pregnant.
That's what happened.
So I wasn't trying for anything. And I just, you know, like I'm extremely regular. So I was just like a day late. I was like, hold up. Mm-hmm. Nah, this can't be.
Oh my God.
A bitch was pregnant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got pregnant. You're excited.
I'm excited.
Were you nervous for the sex again?
I was not nervous for the sex. And I think it's because I was protecting my heart. I said, I'm going to have another boy. I just said it in my mind because I already went through the gender disappointment. I'm not going through this shit again.
Yeah.
I'm having a boy. It's all good. I know what to do with boys.
Yeah.
Boys are cost effective.
They are very
cost effective. Pass the clothing down. Everything's good. I got three boys. Kadeen got
you
three
saved
boys.
You saved the clothes.
I saved some of the clothes from Nick.
Okay.
I mean, I was just like, I have three boys. This will be great. I have three protectors. It's all good. I'll be the queen of my house. Like, I sold it to
You're
myself.
Selling the fucking dream.
I sold that.
I never better carry another grocery bag in my goddamn
life.
And do you think that was a subconscious thing to prepare
yourself
subconscious for disappointment?
Absolutely subconscious. And I advise any other mother to do
No bullshit.
Because I was so incredibly surprised when we went to the Sano and they were like, it's a girl. I was like, it's a what? They were like, yeah,
look,
this
again,
is
look again, look again.
I was like, the what?
It's a coochie.
I was shocked. I just sat there. My sister, my baby sister came and she's screaming because everyone said it was a girl. Like everybody
on the
gram, my whole family, everybody said
it was
a
girl.
I'm like, whatever. It's a boy,
I can't do it. Right.
Okay, it's a boy.
Right.
It's fine.
I can't feed into it.
I was shocked. I just sat there stuck. stuck. Even though I had a pink dress on standby for the gender reveal announcement, I did.
That was really cute.
Thank you. That was girl, Amazon.
That was what?
Yeah. You know what Amazon is like.
I don't be finding no good stuff on Amazon.
I found that dress. I got it bought in two colors, pink and blue, and said, okay, I know I'm wearing the blue, but I ended up wearing the pink, and I was so incredibly happy.
Yes. So did you have a formal gender reveal? Was that just the Instagram post?
I only did the Instagram post. I didn't do the whole gender announcement thing.
I was going to say, I don't remember
that.
It's
a bit much. And I get it. Social media, Instagram culture, you do it for the gram. And that's cool. It's fine. And it's fun for family and friends. Yeah. But for me, I'm like, cool. I'll just put on a look and go on about my day.
And everybody went fucking wild.
Everybody went fucking crazy.
Yeah. Because everyone do want that for you.
It was so shocking to me how many people said, you finally got your girl. You finally got your girl.
Yeah. I know.
Really?
See? Right.
I did? I wasn't trying to get a girl. I wasn't trying to get anything. I wasn't trying to get pregnant.
Listen, low key, I wasn't even trying to get pregnant.
I wasn't trying to do that.
That's the real gotcha.
That's the real.
Right.
On your last episode, you said, imagine getting pregnant on a whack night. It just resonated with me. I said, I don't even know when the hell I got pregnant.
That's the worst Wednesday night. There are no fireworks going off.
There was nothing happening. I'm looking at him. That's an inside joke. I call my husband Mr. Slow Dismount. I thought that
was hilarious.
That's his name. That is him. No. I will never let him forget. I will never let him live it down. But I'm like, bro, you dismounted slowly because I can't even pinpoint when this shit happened. You weren't doing your job.
He'll pull out game week.
So was he nervous too going into the gender reveal this time? Since, of course, he was like, okay, we want a boy, whatever, excited. What about this time around with Faye?
On the low. So once we found out it was a girl, and I said, you know what, you're lucky it's a girl because the whole internet was going to fuck you up. Not even me. The whole internet was coming for you because everybody wanted it to be a girl. So I think he was a little bit nervous. But once he found out it was a girl, he's like, okay, all right, I'm good.
And now how is he? Like, with the girls, are you excited? Obsessed. Yeah, the girls will fuck up with love.
He's probably wrapped around her cute little pinky finger.
Sean is like a man's man. Like, he's blue collar, fixes shit, paints bills. He's an electrician. Like, he's very much hard, very hard on our boys. But Faye has softened him in ways I've never seen.
I'm like, gorgeous. What voice is that? It's gorgeous.
Daddy's girls are real things.
Daddy's girl, so cute. For real.
Change
of
man, quick.
I told her, I'm like, she should be walking by now. She's 9 months old. He's like, don't impose your expectations on her. Ooh. I said, wait, what? She can walk when she wants to.
Not on his girl.
That's his girl. Exactly. But I love it.
And so that was the thing with me, too, with even like Zoe. So I thought that Zuri would have been a boy. Like, I was like, okay, second time around, this is going to be my boy, blah, 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 blah. Aww. And no, she was like you said, she was like, oh, it's a boy. I mean, it's a girl. And I was like, check again. She was like, ma'am, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Bro. I do this.
I does this, bitch. Like, just, like, you know, that's probably what she wanted to say. And I was like,
Zuri was going to be a girl. Like, when she got pregnant, she was like, yeah, it's going to be a boy.
A boy, right.
Like, she knew it was going
to
be a boy.
And Julian's like, let's go out to eat. And I was like, no, fuck that. What are we celebrating? Like, no, you know? Yeah. You know, I wasn't, you know, depressed about it, but people do get that to that space, and I can see that. Now, granted, I was like, okay, sis, like, bring it back. It's all good, whatever.
It's a blessing, you know? Healthy, but even
when we went for Xander's sonogram, we didn't tell people that we were going for it. Like, this is something that we were going to do amongst ourselves, and we even convinced ourselves that if it was a girl, that we would have kept it to ourselves until, like, she was born. Not the whole pregnancy, whatever, per se, but, like, the gender. And so it happened to be a boy, and again, I was in shock too. Like, no, just check again. Like, are you sure? Whatever. Like, I was nervous.
Right.
And
you only breed girls around here.
Listen, right. I only have girls. That's what God wants to give me. No. And it was a boy, and so I've seen that, and I've heard of other persons sharing with us that, you know, their spouses or even them just being like so, you know, disappointed and feeling like this is the last time that they wanted to have.
Were y'all on Baby Center? Anybody on Baby Center?
Mm-hmm. I did the
forums.
The message boards. Yeah.
I was on what to expect. Oh, I did the forums.
Yeah, what happened in the forums?
I mean, there are different, everything, you know, chat rooms, and one of them was about gender disappointment. And there are women who are like, they never connected with their babies. Like, after the baby gave birth, like, it took them weeks or a couple months to be like, okay, I love this baby, because they didn't.
They couldn't get past having the gender they wanted.
So they didn't enjoy the pregnancy, didn't enjoy the shower. Like, it was just not a good experience for them.
It was like dramatics. And like, at the time, because maybe because social media wasn't like as prevalent and as open as it is now. But right. like these people were like depressed and like they were so upset and had all these emojis and stuff. I'm like, damn, you really feel a way that you're not having, you know, what you thought you were going to have. Mm-hmm. And like ever since then, like you would see their posts in the forums and like they would just be negative posts. Yep. Even if it wasn't in gender disappointment, it would just be a negative post wherever. Right. I'm like, damn, you're really upset.
Yep.
I was all into the forums.
Me too.
I used to be in the forums. I made a comment in a forum one time about something I'm not going to disclose. And this lady got in my ass. She was like, no. No, you fucking selfish. I was like,
absolutely. We talk shit.
Okay, I'll say it. Fuck it.
Internet gangsters.
I was saying that we had bought, we started getting gifts in for Carson, and Caitlin started playing with him. And I was like, I don't want anybody to play with him. He's not here yet. He should play with him. And then I said, I don't like it. I don't like that she's playing with the stuff. I don't want anybody to touch his stuff except for him. He's new. And then the lady was like, you fucking selfish. But like, she read me for filth on that goddamn form. I said, and?
Because you wanted the new stuff to stay new?
I just wanted it for Carson.
And I agree.
But I mean, that's fine.
Right. Oh, yeah, she that lady went off on me.
Maybe she was a bonus child or
she fucking went off on me. I literally, like, it was like the Homer emoji. I just backed the fuck out that chat.
I mean, and people are weird when you realize that with social media and forums and all, people are just fucking weird.
No bullshit.
Internet gangsters.
Okay, Erica, so you had your boy and your girl. Did you want a specific sex for the third?
So I think for the third, I didn't really care, to be honest. I just wanted a healthy baby.
Right.
So I was like, okay, whatever. If it's a boy, it's fine. If it's a girl, it's fine too. Right. It was going to be uneven regardless.
Yeah, I mean, at this point.
I was like, okay, whatever. I mean, naturally, I think I probably did want a girl, but again, I wasn't like harping on
it. You're the dress up type too, though.
Yeah, I am. But again, boys are less expensive. So I just have one girl to match with. One girl to match with, and it's cool. So whatever. But that's why when I say I want a fourth, it's too much pressure, and I just back off of it. Because if it's not a girl, I would be devastated. I'd be like, dog, now I got three boys.
Yeah.
And boys eat so much.
Yes, they do.
They eat so much food.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're only 6 and 3. So watching them, like, tear through my cabinets, it's like, dog, are you eating again? And it's maybe a 2-year-old. He's like, I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. Cereal.
And every time I sit down and eat, like if I'm eating a sandwich, I'm literally holding the sandwich in my hand, like on my phone scrolling, and he's biting my sandwich. Yep. I'm like, no, this is my food. You just ate. I'm hungry.
Growth spurts.
So I can't imagine like when they get bigger.
These teenage boys going.
Sports and stuff, girl. Yeah, that's it.
So your son.
Rest in peace to your fridge. Because Jalen wasn't, he played basketball, was on AAU.
Ooh.
All he did was eat. Like, he ate us out of house and fucking home. Like, and now Nick is following up. I'm like, shit.
Oh, God. How old is Nick again?
Nick is 7.
Sevens.
Yes. He's not in that cute age. I always say, once you, after 5, you're not cute no more to me.
Oh, he's like, lost teeth. Teeth snaggle and shit. He's looking rough. I'm like, you're still cute, but you look a little.
Everything is lispy. They say with a little spit.
It's like your transformer. Like, we know you're going to be good, but it's not good right now.
It's like half baby face, half grown up face type of thing.
It is.
It's changing.
Like that Snapchat filter when you put the grown man, you're not quite there yet. You don't get there. You're not, you look
beautiful. So would you all say that, or would you say that
third
time's
the Hennessy. Very special.
The first horn. We have a baby crying at the door. Is everybody
okay?
They
probably didn't even hear it.
Is the third time a charm?
For us,
for them,
absolutely.
It was.
Yeah, as well.
I'm like,
and now seeing that with other, mm-hmm. I mean, marriages too, or other couples.
But like, I've also seen people try after the third, four boys.
Four.
After
the third, it's literally like
I'm not doing that shit again.
Because this is still
boys.
A bill at the end of the day.
Exactly.
We're not going to keep playing these games, and then I still have a whole fucking bill because I can't send you back.
We're not doing that forever.
See, our generation, yo, it literally is. It's a bill.
But I heard now
Grandma,
you can
it wasn't a
you
bill.
Can pick gender now.
You can, but that's expensive too.
GMO babies. Yeah, wings and shit.
If you have a coin, you can get what you want.
Pretty much.
Shit. Okay. Third time. I feel like third time is a charm.
Yeah, it was for you too. For it both was. Of y'all.
And I've seen other two, mm-hmm. maybe like four other couples mm-hmm. where it is a charm.
Yeah, me too.
That's too fucking testy. It is. I mean,
I'm not sure. Fourth won't be a fourth though.
There would
not. Yeah, I know. I snipped. I had my fallopian tubes removed.
You did?
Not burned. They're gone.
Removed.
They're
gone. You said, I'm out of here.
Yeah. So wait, did you have a C-section with Faye?
I had 3 C-sections. Wow. Unfortunately.
Yeah, 2 C-sections.
The third was fucked up. All of them were bad.
I did hear.
But yeah, since they were already in there, get rid of them.
While you're there, take that out too.
Yeah. Take it out because I don't trust my husband. Like all the responsibility with reproduction that falls on us. I don't know why the husbands don't want to get snipped. Shout out to your husband.
Yeah.
Your husband's dead. They don't want to get snipped. Like we have to deal with everything. And I was like, are you gonna get snipped? He's like, yeah, I'm nah. Go ahead and remove
you don't sound sure. Like, I ain't got time for this shit.
Nope. I don't trust you.
How is recovery for that? Is it
it's literally a 25-minute procedure and then they're down for 24 hours.
No, not for boys, not for men, for when you got your tubes removed.
I mean, I was already recovering from cesarean.
So that was
so it's like I'm already all fucked up.
Fuck y'all up. Let's get the shit all over. Right.
It doesn't matter. We're here.
Damn. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
Kyrie. I know. I'm talking about who's at the door. It's Kyrie.
I love Kyrie.
Like, that matters. They're not.
They're getting aggressive with it out there.
Now they're bursting in. Tell us about your girl mom experience.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what do you love about it versus... just your boy mom experience, and not to downplay that either, but
I love being a boy mom. Like that's all that I need. Yeah. But being a girl mom is honestly the best thing ever because I'm really girly. You know, I like dressing up and doing all the things. So one is expensive as hell. I'll say that because you can't stop. Everything is cute.
So
is
fucking cute. Everything shopping for is girls cute. Is so much more.
I was
than
like,
boys,
hey,
I'm
you
sorry.
Gotta go to work, sis. You in real life, you have to go to work because I can't afford you.
Okay.
But I mean, she's just so sweet and she looks so just beautiful after her bath and her bows. And
she's a really beautiful baby though.
Thank you.
She is gorgeous.
Like, she's just like her dad. It is what it is. I mean, but I love being a girl mom and I just look forward to like raising her to be like powerful and strong and God fearing and fierce as fuck and all of the things. I love being a girl mom. Oh my gosh. it's just everything.
Listen,
that's my bestest girlfriend. I always say she's my bestest girlfriend.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You develop that relationship best. So my mom was my best friend for sure.
Easily. And I didn't have that with my mother. Like, I love her, but we weren't super close. And I think it's a cultural thing because I'm Ghanaian. So, like, African parents just don't know how to show emotion.
I've heard that. You know, so I have before. Heard yes. that.
We joke all the time. And like, parents have never told you that they love you or anything like that.
So, I've literally heard that. And I think we're going to delve into that a little bit, too.
So
with
real.
Like, Wale was saying that, too, that he had a disconnect.
What?
With.
Their parents seem like, I love you, Dad. They're like, great. Thanks.
Oh, no.
Thanks. They love you, of course.
And you know they love you. They just don't know how to express it. They cannot vocalize.
Well, you're breaking that. You're breaking that.
I tell my kids all day, I love them. I love them. I love you. I love you. I love you.
It's not an awkward thing for you.
Not at all. And I don't want it to be. Like, I want you to know that I love you. And I say it.
Bye, Mom. Going to school. I love you.
Pretty much. Have a good day. Love you so much.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah. I have heard
say
that.
It. Say it. No, say you love me.
And this is totally random. But did you, I mean, you're not a doctor or lawyer. Did your parents have those type of expectations?
Man, my parents are like, you moving to New York to do what?
What
you
the graduated. Fuck is that?
What the fuck is fashion PR? wait. So
Queens?
They're like, are you moving to New York and they're not paying you? Because you're going to intern? What is that? Like, they were just like.
Internship.
Internship. Fuck that. So,
shit, I'm with that.
Even now to this day, my mother doesn't understand what I do. I mean, with PR, with District Motherhood, like any of the things. Yeah. But I was happy she had a chance to come to the mom friends and like actually took in that experience. And she was like, wow. Like,
okay,
oh, this is
my
yours.
Daughter did this?
Right.
Mine.
Everything that you read is real.
Just right at the door. Shout out to New York.
Right.
Mine.
Everything that you have heard about African parents, it's real.
It's real. It's real. Damn, yo. We're going to delve a little bit into
that. I'm sorry. I have to say it on the mic.
What
child can read, Erica? Erica,
if you just give them something to like take their attention away from the door.
Erica slid a note. Slid
a
door.
Wait,
no.
It said hi, guys, but nothing can read.
I said, what child can read?
Give them visuals and like it'll maybe get them away from the door so they can pull the paper.
It's a
distraction.
Okay, I thought she wrote a whole like note. I was like, come on, that's
not. It just says hi, guys, and a smiley face.
Because they go on one a day.
That's cute. Sorry, no judgment.
This is what we do. Nikki, what would you tell any parent going through or experiencing gender disappointment?
Oh, just pray on it.
Yeah.
And it'll be okay. Like, it'll pass. Like, any other pain, any other disappointment, it'll pass.
And once that baby gets here.
Once that baby gets here, you're going to love that baby and be obsessed, and you won't even remember feeling
And imagine how you would feel if you knew your mama wanted you to be a boy and you was a girl.
And that's all you talked about.
Yeah, dog.
And now you got social media, and it's like, shit, it was going to be a boy. Was gonna be. You know what I mean? You see it later on, and like, that didn't even want me for real.
I know.
Because the internet is forever.
Forever.
That's why they out here changing themselves. See, y'all better stop.
What? No, you know, and that's just, and this is not, you know, we know people go through, I just wish I could have one child. Like, well, this is not that space, guys. This happens. Listen, I know.
When people guilt trip
your feelings
you,
are valid. Your emotions are valid. Okay.
Yes, you're thankful for having a baby. Yes, you are. But you wanted a boy or you wanted a girl. Yeah. Like, feel how you feel.
When we said Kyrie was a boy, Kyle was in the room punching the shit out the air. You think he was fucking in a boxing match?
Boys in the hood?
That nigga was just,
what? Exactly what I envisioned.
And the lady that was doing, she was like, is he okay?
No, he's not okay.
And I'm just sitting there, I was like, he wanted a girl. Oh, well. And I got right on.
Kyle loves girls. Wait, I know. Her husband.
We always like think about ourselves and like forget about our husband's emotions. So your husband actually wanted the opposite sex.
Yeah. My baby daddy did.
I just became a wife two seconds ago. He wanted another girl.
Okay. He did want another girl. I want another boy. Like, and I think I added insult to injury, to be honest, because soon as that happened, we in the car and I put up a meme and it was like this, the little chunky boy, and he goes, 2 for 2 boys. And he's like doing a little punch fist. Mm-hmm. And I put that and he was like, For real? I was like, you're the one that wanted
it. Shit, you're the factor
anyway. The husbands are the ones that determine the sex, like, so it's your
exactly.
fault.
That was your fault. You should have stroked a little to the left.
They say you wear socks. If you wear socks, it's going to be a girl. If it's some dumb shit, somebody told me.
I've never heard that one before.
Yes.
Now, I will say,
if you wear socks,
I look bomb as fuck throughout this
pregnancy. Oh, boy,
I can say that, bitch.
Yeah, my hair grew.
But I look terrible, and I can say this about myself, too. I look fucked up with my girls, bitch.
I was Fiona as fuck.
I was really cute with Fiona. Faye, but it's like, I feel like Faye's postpartum was fucked up. I'd just be like, damn. So I gave birth with the boys. She took everything. With the boy, with Jalen, I was a monster, but I didn't know anything. I was 16. With Nick, I was real cute. Faye, I was really cute, but I feel like her postpartum was just like, I'll be in the house like, don't look at me.
My boys gave me good hair.
Yes, you look good. If I do say so myself.
Yeah, I was looking through the pregnancy pictures.
You
look fine. Right.
You was not giving Fiona.
So I don't really.
But some of the shit. So were any of the what is it, wives' tales?
Yeah, old wives'
tales. Old wives' tales. Were that true for you? Like, were you able to gauge, like, okay, this may
did
be
a girl?
Did he
have on socks?
You don't know.
Did he have on socks?
He did have on socks. But you know what? Like, they say girls take your beauty and all of that. But I was very specific with my prayers, too. When I did find out it was a girl, I was like, Lord, please no melasma. Please no spread nose. Please, like, I'm very intentional about the things. Keep it cute.
I got skin tags a lot. Oh, my God. Them boys gave me so many damn skin tags.
Really?
But is that consistent with old wives' tales?
I don't know what even caused that shit.
Yeah. Pregnancy. We're just trying to figure out, is it the truth? I don't know. I just will say that, again, with my boys.
Oh, you mean like putting the circle necklace over.
Oh, you're talking about determine the sex.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're just talking about things that... People say you do when you go to get that gender. So like you have sour, like if you want sour food, you're having a boy.
Yeah.
And if you want like really sweet things, it's always going to be a girl. You know, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
And that was true for me.
I only wanted salty and sour.
For both of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I knew.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, every pregnancy is different.
Right.
Yeah. But with the boys,
so that's why I was just like, oh, it's gonna be a different one this time. Oh no, it's not.
Because like I thought boy pregnancies were easy because Mason's pregnancy was so easy, but Landon's pregnancy was a little difficult.
Yeah.
Like I was still.
Do you think it's also because we got older?
I was gonna say age is such a factor too.
You're 16
and pregnant. Did you know this? 16 and pregnant, I was out. I was still smoking weed. I was driving around the car. I was living my best life. I was getting on roller coasters. I was on a roller coaster, the wild world, white joint. I was like five months pregnant at Six Flags and shit.
Oh, it was different
because I didn't know any better, you know.
No, of course, right?
I was pregnant with Zoe, and that was 23. That's probably the better time to be pregnant because you don't. It's not that you don't care. You just have less. You don't really know.
And it was also before, you don't have all the anxiety.
But it's like
and
now
all
it's
that.
Different also because we have access to so much information.
Yeah.
You just know too much. You just read and Google it.
Damn, I can't go outside. I'm pregnant. Like that.
I'm not drinking blueberry tea. I can't drink green tea and smuggles.
I'm talking about a hot dog. Bitch,
I'm ham unless I microwave it for
30 minutes. No sushi. I definitely ate sushi. Yeah, I definitely ate sushi with Kyrie.
No tuna. What? I can't have
a
tuna.
It was a spicy tuna roll.
So I love I love tuna with Zuri.
My doctor was like,
Zuri, if this comes back.
She's
like,
fine. She's fine.
I don't know. Shit might be resurfaced. I don't know.
That spicy tuna rolls would be everything, man. Fuck it. Raw.
So I don't know. This is a thing, guys. Respect people who may not want to openly share. What would you share to people who are on the outside looking in and maybe know or not know? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's people who may have ignorant comments too. Like, damn, you got to try again because you had two boys in a row, let's say, which you did. But try again. Uh-oh, didn't have your boy. Oh, he only shoots, you know, girls. He only did the girl. Like, no one wants to hear that shit. Nobody. Save that shit to yourselves, guys. Please. Just give them the love that they need. You don't know what people are going through.
Keep it cute or keep it mute.
There you go. Keep it cute or keep it mute.
Is. Mind your business.
Write that down.
I did. Right.
Mind your business. Oh, mind your uterus. All that. Like, social media just gives everyone a platform and they just think they know you. And they have liberty to say whatever they want to say. And you're not.
Yeah.
And all they should be saying is well wishes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. That's it. That's
and well wish. All right.
Have a great
and
day.
And that could really make someone's day who is really in this gender disappointment stage, you know, maybe nervous as fuck, maybe, and even on the other side of infertility and things like that. Mm-hmm. Shower people with love. We don't need any mixed messages and all that bullshit. Like, just give them
like
that.
Your opinion about my life doesn't matter.
Whoop.
You don't pay a goddamn bill, man.
Okay. Shit. But it can, we'd be remiss to say that it could hurt a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's a little bit of gut punch. So, share where our followers can definitely follow you. Share a little bit about the Mom Friends.
I know we'll probably help you.
Yeah, where can the people find you and follow you and Fancy Faye?
Yes.
We'll definitely have you on once the time comes for the Mom Friends.
Of course.
Yes. We have to talk about mamas. We'll talk about that off mic, though.
Off mic. Right. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. But you can catch up with me. Follow me on Instagram, Chocolate Fashion PR. That's CHOCL8. FASHNPR. You can follow Fancy Faye at She's Famous, FAYEMOUS. And then follow District Mother Hued and the Mom Friends all on Instagram.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you are a mother in the DMV
area. Yeah, that's
a
lot. She said, whew.
Okay, what the fuck? Okay. No, seriously, District Mother Hued, that's a must to follow and to tap into. There is no excuse for you to feel like you are on an island as a new mom or even existing mom or veteran mom. Definitely follow them for all their events and information that they put out. Do we have any champagne notes today? No.
No champagne
guys,
notes.
Guys, send us some damn champagne notes.
I think y'all got so used to us being gone. We're back.
Yeah.
We've been back.
Let's get back.
You can send your champagne notes to info@babiesxbellinis.com. Oh, random. I found the champagne notes from the live. I'll bring them next time.
We'll bring those, man.
We're only 6 months later.
I know, what the fuck?
Hey, this is what happens when I just get stuffed in my car. That's why I hate being the catch-all. I hate being the catch-all for every event.
Not your new ass truck either, bitch.
No, so they got stuffed in one of the boxes that went in my car. And I found it the other day. And I'll look for it again. Okay. We were doing the Mad Dash Thanksgiving cleanup. And I was like, oh, the champagne notes.
Here go these little motherfuckers. Look at this shit.
So I'll bring them for the next recording.
Sounds good. And until then, guys, please keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Babies X Bellinis.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. So did y'all enjoy today's episode?
Share with a friend and make sure you're subscribed.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.